Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Trust Codex: Securing Your Legacy is a Short, entrepreneur-focused financial guide by Josh Nelson that presents trust-based wealth protection and legacy planning through the lens of asset control, tax awareness, and multi-generational preservation. Positioned at the intersection of personal finance, estate strategy, and advanced trust structures, the book centers on the idea that a properly designed non-grantor, irrevocable, discretionary spendthrift trust can help separate assets from personal ownership while supporting long-term family planning. It also ties those trust concepts to whole life insurance and the infinite banking concept, framing them as tools for building a private financial system. The book appears aimed at readers who are already interested in advanced financial planning and want a simplified entry point into ideas that are usually discussed in legal or high net worth advisory settings. Rather than offering a broad overview of finance, it focuses narrowly on how entrepreneurs might think about protection, liquidity, and legacy through specialized trust design. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book frames trusts as a wealth protection structure. A central idea in the book is that trusts are not just estate planning documents but active tools for separating wealth from direct personal exposure. The non-grantor, irrevocable, discretionary spendthrift trust described in the title signals several layers of protection and control. Non-grantor suggests the trust may be treated as a separate tax entity in some circumstances. Irrevocable suggests the settlor cannot casually undo it. Discretionary suggests distributions are not automatic, and spendthrift suggests creditor resistance. The book uses that structure to argue that entrepreneurs can think beyond ordinary personal ownership and look at legal separation as a strategic advantage. This matters because business owners often face uneven income, liability exposure, and the risk that assets remain too closely tied to their own name. The emphasis is therefore on design, not just document creation. By presenting trusts as part of a broader wealth architecture, the book attempts to move readers from reactive protection to planned asset organization. Secondly, the connection between trust planning and the infinite banking concept. Another major thread is the relationship between trust strategy and the infinite banking concept associated with R. Nelson Nash. The book presents whole life insurance policies, not simply as insurance products, but as a tool for creating liquidity, accumulating cash value, and recycling capital inside a controlled system. In that context, the trust is not an isolated legal wrapper. It becomes part of a larger financial ecosystem that the author calls a vortex banking system. The practical implication is that wealth creation is treated as a flow problem where capital is stored, how it moves, and who controls access to it. For readers, the appeal is that the book connects two areas often discussed separately: insurance-based cash flow design and trust-based asset protection. That integration is one of its defining features. Instead of recommending a single instrument, it proposes a coordinated framework in which policy design and trust structure support each other in preserving and deploying capital over time. Thirdly, legacy building through controlled distributions and multi-generational planning. The book places strong emphasis on legacy, which in this context means more than leaving money behind. It suggests organizing assets so they can be preserved, managed, and distributed according to intent across generations. The discretionary nature of the trust is important here because it gives trustees room to determine when and how beneficiaries receive assets, rather than forcing rigid payouts. Combined with spendthrift language, the structure is presented as a way to shield inherited wealth from creditor claims and poor financial decisions by beneficiaries. This is a meaningful distinction because many legacy plans focus only on transfer, not retention. Josh Nelson appears to argue that true legacy planning requires governance rules, discretion, and protection mechanisms that continue after the founder is gone. For entrepreneurs, this framing is especially relevant because business wealth is often uneven, volatile, and vulnerable to fragmentation. The book therefore treats legacy as an ongoing system of stewardship rather than a one-time estate transfer. Fourthly, tax awareness as a supporting theme. Not the book's sole purpose, the material repeatedly references minimizing taxes, but the book does not appear to present tax reduction as a standalone gimmick. Instead, taxes are treated as one dimension of a broader protection strategy. That distinction is important because the trust terminology used in the book overlaps with areas that are heavily regulated and sometimes misunderstood. Public IRS material shows that abusive trust schemes often misuse trust language to imply tax benefits that do not exist. So any discussion of non-grantor or discretionary trusts must be read carefully and in proper legal context. The book seems to position itself on the educational side of that line by encouraging informed use of lawful structures rather than simplistic tax avoidance. For readers, this means the value lies in understanding how trust classification, distribution rules, and ownership separation affect financial outcomes. The underlying message is that taxes should be planned around, not chased through unrealistic claims. That makes the book more relevant as a conceptual guide than as a promise of guaranteed savings. Lastly, a concise guide aimed at entrepreneurs who want a practical entry point. The book is notably compact, and available references suggest it is a brief paperback and audiobook rather than a long technical manual. That brevity shapes its purpose. Instead of exhaustive legal theory, it seems designed to give entrepreneurs a conceptual map of advanced trust planning and to motivate further research with qualified advisors. This makes it different from dense estate planning texts or purely theoretical finance books. Its audience is likely to be business owners, independent producers, and financially curious readers who want to understand how sophisticated families think about protection and control. The strength of the book is accessibility. It translates specialized ideas such as irrevocable trusts, spendthrift protection, and policy-based banking into a simplified framework. The limitation is also clear. Readers should not treat it as a substitute for personalized legal, tax, or fiduciary advice. As an entry-level bridge into advanced wealth planning, however, it provides a focused and memorable starting point. In conclusion, The Trust Codex is best suited for entrepreneurs, business owners, and readers already interested in advanced wealth protection, estate organization, and policy-based liquidity strategies. Its main value is not breadth but concentration. It brings together trust structure, legacy planning, and the infinite banking concept in a short format that is easy to absorb. Readers looking for a conventional personal finance book may find it too specialized, but those trying to understand how affluent families think about asset separation and long-term control may find it useful as an introductory framework. It stands out from similar books because it combines trust language with whole life insurance and legacy design rather than treating these topics separately. It also appears intentionally practical, aiming to spark action and further study rather than present a purely academic discussion. That makes it distinctive within the niche of asset protection and entrepreneurial estate planning. The most realistic benefit is conceptual clarity. It helps readers understand the architecture of advanced wealth structures so they can ask better questions of attorneys, accountants, and insurance professionals. If you would like to support Josh Nelson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.